Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Still to come on this show, we're going to hear from the voice of the Cleveland Browns, from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan at 2:15, and then at 2:30, Jameer Howerton sits down with Paul Kruger, the new outside linebacker of the Browns, who I thought played great when he had all the lights on him against the Indianapolis Colts, getting to the quarterback, picking up a sack, disrupting Andrew Luck, and being downright nasty, and I like that, and he still has some of the best hair on the Cleveland Browns. If you guys want to stay connected to the Browns, you can do so with the latest news, photos, videos, and more by visiting clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Vic and I have been talking about, you know, cut down day, the Thursday night game. So people just want to kind of get through the Thursday night game. I'm sure players just want to get through cut down day. So Rob Jasinski was asked about some of these things. And the first one he was asked about is whether or not to play guys on Thursday against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, you have to consider it. And it's a tough decision, especially, you know, considering that we're new systems in place and a lot of guys who don't have a lot of experience, you know, that are, you know, the first, second, third year type of guys that need to play. So you have to weigh those things, and we'll weigh those. And then there's all the other situations in terms of some guys that may be a little bit nicked up that you'd like to hold. So we'll factor all that together.
Yeah, and I think it's a reasonable approach to at least consider it. I think this was a little head game that he played too with the team, and that's fine. Keep everybody guessing and thinking, hey, we might play you in this game that nobody wants to play in. Players know, as we know, as everybody knows, what this final preseason game is all about. And I've seen situations where, you know, players are so disconnected from it that it's almost to the point of ridiculousness. It may even outdo like the Pro Bowl for this disinterest in performing. But that's why a lot of starters are just they make the trip, they put on uniforms, and then they'll stand on the sidelines. But as a head coach, Rob still has to be cognizant of the mindset of the players, and again just to let them know, okay, didn't love what you did last Saturday night. Maybe some of you are going to have to, as you put it, get the stench out of here by doing getting out there and maybe doing what they have to do to do that. And talking with the reporters today, he was asked, Rob, how the players have responded since losing to the Colts.
Players came back and were really focused and very open to coaching and some of the improvements and corrections and those things that we've made. Had a good day of work yesterday, have another good day of work today. We're going to continue to coach them hard, and we're going to continue to improve and make progress.
And, you know, it's interesting. We talked about maybe perhaps from a psychological standpoint, some of the guys want to get out there and play in this fourth preseason game. You know, I don't think anybody goes into it worried about getting injured. You worry about playing and perhaps getting that confidence going. And here was Coach Chudzinski's reaction when told a lot of the players like and want to play in the fourth preseason game.
That's a good sign. And I think that speaks a lot about their understanding of the value of preparation and continue to get reps and improve and get those opportunities to go out and play. So, you know, we're approaching it this week. Those guys are all preparing themselves to play. I think that's important in the process. So I like that attitude.
I think that's really what he was shooting for. That's all he was going for.
I agree, and he got it.
He wanted guys to show, hey, coach, we want to play. You know, you can't keep us out of there. You can't keep us away from a fourth preseason game. We want to be out there. We want to show how much. And I think there's a sincerity to it, by the way. I'm not doubting that they were putting on an act for him, but I think he wanted to just create a little bit of an uncertainty, a little uneasiness. Don't assume as players that it's going to go the way maybe it's gone for you in the past.
Right, and I think you want them to prepare like they're going to play. I think part of being a professional is constantly preparing for knowing that you're going to play. And if he said nobody's playing, there are going to be some people. It's human nature, and I'm sure if Gerard was here right now, we can ask him about this in the next segment, but I'm sure Gerard would say, of course, as a player, if you know you're not going to play, you might not practice as hard as you would otherwise. So I think it was a very smart move by Coach Chudzinski. I think he got what he wanted out of it, and some of the guys may get the opportunity to play, but at the end of the day, it's good that they want to play. They're football players. I'm glad they want to play. And I remember DeQuell Jackson sitting in here in one of the early Cleveland Browns dailies that we did, where he talked about how Rob Chudzinski is a great leader of men, and he felt that he really understood the psychology of the modern football player. And, you know, in his CEO role, given the coordinators that he has, one of the most important things in his job description is being able to motivate and reach these players. And I think he's done an excellent job of that. And this is just another example. It's not a huge thing,
right,
but it's another thing that just kind of shows that, hey, he gets it and that this is a good thing. He's able to reach and impact these players.
Not a huge thing, but a thing,
nonetheless,
that speaks to leadership. This is, a day where you're cutting down the roster to 75. You're working your way down to the final 53. So Rob Chudzinski, part of those meetings that have involved Joe Banner, the CEO, Mike Lombardi, the general manager, Ray Farmer, the assistant GM, all sitting together and kind of going through this roster. And he was asked, Rob Chudzinski was asked today by reporters, what factors go into determining who makes the team?
It's not as easy as just saying it's between this guy and this guy a lot of times. For one thing, there's other positions, and so you're balancing sometimes a player at one position with a player at another position, sometimes not even on the same side of the ball. And then there's always things that happen. If you look 2 weeks ago at what you thought the roster was going to be, things change real quickly in games, and, you know, injuries and those things, you know, play a part of that. So, I think I mentioned back then, you know, I've been around where you went and did all those things up then, and really you can't do it until all the dust settles. And as I mentioned before, there's guys that are getting released from other teams potentially too that play into the mix.
You know, it is an interesting day, and I think that's a good opportunity and a good highlight from Coach Chudzinski there, talking about the fact that perhaps everybody who's going to be on the final 53 is not necessarily in this building right now. You pay attention to everything that's going around in the right. NFL. I think certain teams are deeper at other positions where they can't, and numbers come into it. Numbers factor in. You may have 8 great outside linebackers, but you can't keep 8 great outside linebackers. It's just the way that the numbers work out here in the NFL. So it is an interesting day. Next week certainly is going to be even more interesting, because from 75 to 53,
yes,
that is where you're going to lose 22 people, about a third of the people in the building at that time. That's going to be a very tough day. That's when very tough decisions are made, and some very good football players who could possibly help the Browns aren't going to be able to be here because of the way that you have to compose a roster.
I was just going to say, the composition of the roster defines what the vision is, you know, what you're seeing. It'll tell you a lot. Who's kept, what they do, what their strengths are, maybe what some of their weaknesses are, gives you a nice picture of the philosophy that's going in. And we'll get a true indication. We've been hearing right along the philosophy is sustainable success, age-wise and so forth. We'll be able to make stronger conclusions about how that vision is playing out when it gets to 53.
That's exactly right. Gerard Cherry, the third member of the Cleveland Browns Daily Posse, as it were, joins us on the phone right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR. Aren't you something to admire?